First-time novelist Deborah Magpie Erling has written a story about a destitute young American Indian woman caught between the desires of some desperate men on the Flathead Reservation in Montana. The book is called Perma Red. Alan Chews has a review.
Her name is Louise White Elk. This beautiful, young, red-haired Indian girl, who, like her creator, belongs to a Montana tribe on the Flathead Indian Reservation. Louise White Elk. But she becomes known as Perma Red for the color of her hair and the little reservation town that she can't seem to free herself from. She's barely reached puberty when an older man, an Indian named Baptiste Yellowknife, falls in love with her. And as young as she is, she feels something, too. She felt his desire in the dense heat of her breasts, the novelist writes. 1,000 snelled hooks, pulled by little sinkers, weighed the tips of her nipples, the heavy lobes of her ears. She placed her hand on her scalp and felt her blood beating. A heaviness settled in her lungs like green water. It's not just erotic desire that the writer does so well, though in Louise's story there's plenty of desire. She and Yellowknife do a dance of many turns. And Charlie Kicking Woman, the reservation policeman, and the novel's second narrator, has a thing for her which she deigns to recognize. And important to the plot, two local white men, Stoner, a developer, and Jules, a rancher, go crazy for her. But Louise's world is one in which all the senses are always on hyper-alert, whether it's the emotions of a family, or the taste of food, or the sights and smells of the natural world around her. Charlie Kicking Woman has a great sense of life, too, sniffing out the damp smell of cold rain, water stains, and water-swollen wood, or the hot road tar and a faint whiff of wild rose. Baptiste Yellowknife, by comparison, is a pretty well closed-off guy, a heavy drinker with a terrible temper who won't change the way he lives to win Louise's love, though he nearly loses his life in order to keep her. All in all, this young girl's struggle to save her own life makes for a novel that has you on hyper-alert as you read, alive, alive to the world it conjures.
The book is Perma Red by Deborah Magpie Erling. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.